Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners up today, the Cleveland Browns football team.
Yeah, they had a chance to actually get a good quarterback to fill in after the 27 bad ones they had. And they filed the paperwork. Well, the Cincinnati Bengals filed the paperwork. Hey, AJ McCarron's going to the Browns. The Browns didn't file their paperwork before the deadline at 4 o'clock, and so the deal got nixed by the NFL.
Well, they have no quarterback now for the rest of the season.
Well, they got the one that threw the 3 touchdown passes and the 11 interceptions, if you want him.
So they have no quarterback now for the rest of the season. And then our other runner-up today would be the kid at Michigan State University who took some kind of Snapchat challenge last week, and that was to eat 100 McDonald's McChicken sandwiches in a 24-hour period without vomiting.
One an hour.
Started at 4:30 Monday morning, and, well, he got through 24 of them when he had to call it quits. He said he started slowing down at 10, and it was the mayo that really got to him. Yeah, I mean, at 24 of those, I don't know how much mayo you end up eating after you have 24 of those, but that's way too much. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is a guy who accidentally spent $130 on somebody else's cat.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
He put this cat through all kinds of stuff that the cat shouldn't have had to have gone through. I suppose cats, pets in general, probably don't really look forward to going to the vet. So the story is this guy in New Zealand is outside of his house. The cat comes up to him, and his cat's acting strange or just different than it normally does. And so he's kind of concerned about it. What's wrong with you? You're not your usual self. So he takes the cat to the vet for a $130 checkup and gets the cat some anti-anxiety meds, brings it home, puts it into a bedroom to isolate it from everything else. So the cat is in the bedroom. He's outside. And somehow his cat comes up to him that he thought he'd just put in the bedroom.
What's going on?
Well, the cat that came up to him was really his cat. The cat in the bedroom that he thought was his cat. The cat that he took to the vet for the checkup, that he loaded up with anti-anxiety meds. Turns out that wasn't his cat, just a cat that looked like his cat. So he returns the cat to, he finds its real owner. Sorry, here's your cat. The cat has been acting normal, the way it always acts. And his cat is probably thinking, man, I am the smartest one in this operation right here.
I need to take him to the doctor.
Yeah. He's our 930 Knucklehead winner.